Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was driving to work a number of weeks ago when I heard a report on the radio about Lyft and Uber drivers that on that day throughout the country in a variety of cities where they operate, they were going to turn off their apps for the day in protest of their low wages against what we'd call the union equivalent of a one-day walkout or strike. Although I read the average Uber driver makes $21 an hour and the average Lyft driver makes $20 an hour, they felt they deserve more. I then got into my office and I read a story on the internet about the U.S. women's soccer team and their protests that they don't make the same income as do the men of the U.S. men's soccer team. And their argument is that they practice and play just as hard as the men do, and thus they deserve equal wages. But therein lay the rub. Salaries are rarely based upon what employees deserve, but rather upon what employers are willing to pay. That's why a man who runs around a field with a football in his hand can make $5 million a year, while a man who stands up in front of students and teaches children how to read and write and do arithmetic may only make $50,000 a year. Or why a woman who looks good on camera can command a 7 or 8 figure salary a year, while a woman who operates on a person's brain and saves lives can only, comparatively speaking, command a 6 figure salary a year. It really doesn't matter what you think you are worth or what you are entitled to. It matters what someone is willing to pay you. But folks today have a hard time processing that reality because we live in an age of entitlement, an age in which people believe that they have inherent worth and they are deserving of recognition and reward. Whether folks work hard or not, they believe they are entitled to good wages and raises and benefits. Whether they are talented or not, they believe they are worthy of recognition and admiration and attention. Whether they are of age or preparation or qualification or not, they believe they are deserving of the same rights and privileges as those who are of age or preparation or qualification. There is this overwhelming sense in our country today, expressed by so many people, that everyone is entitled and worthy and deserving of the best that this world has to give, regardless of who they are, what they have done, or how they have prepared. All of which makes the angel's words to John in Revelation 22 in our epistle reading this morning that much more poignant for us today. Because if we are supposed to honor athletes with 7 and 8 figure salaries, and we're supposed to pay homage to actors and to singers with award shows and billboards and explosive Twitter followings, then wouldn't you think that an angel in heaven An angel who showed John God's heavenly throne. An angel who served as God's personal envoy to John. Wouldn't that angel be worthy and entitled and deserving of John's admiration and adulation? That seems about right, doesn't it? And yet, when John tried to bow down before this angel, to venerate him for all that he had shown John in this great heavenly revelation, the angel said to John, "Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you. Worship God." In other words, what this angel was saying to John was this: there's only one who is worthy and entitled and deserving to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. And that one worthy individual is God. And why is he the only one who is worthy? Because he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the one who is and who was and who is to come. The Almighty, the Loving One. The one who was dead but who is now alive forever and ever. The one who holds the keys to death and Hades in his hands. The one who was slain, who purchased by his own blood people for God from every tribe and language and race and nation. He and he alone is worthy to receive our worship, because he and he alone saved us from the penalty of our sin, from the penalty of death, through his own death on the cross and through his resurrection from the grave. God alone is worthy of all praise and honor and glory, because he alone has forgiven us of our sins. And he alone is the one who has gone into heaven to prepare a place for us in his Father's heavenly mansion. We're living in a time and a place where everyone thinks that he or she is worthy and deserving and entitled to everyone else's admiration and adulation and attention. Every kid has to get a trophy. Every worker's supposed to get a raise. Every child deserves an A. And everyone on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram wants all of their followers to know and to like their every thought and picture and comment. And why not? Because we're all worthy. But we're not. We've broken God's commandments, even God's first and foremost command, that we should have no other gods besides him. Because we've deemed ourselves to be worthy and deserving and entitled to the best that the world has to offer. Worship of God has taken a back seat to worship of self. Our wants, our desires, our interests, the children's sporting activities, friends' outings, the pursuit of our passions. But unlike the angel in Revelation 22, these worldly pursuits never tell us to worship God and God only. These worldly pursuits allow us, call us, tempt us to give them even more of our time and our money and our attention. And thus, we need to hear the words of the angel in Revelation 22. We need to hear the angel's words loud and clear today. Worship God. Worship God. Worship God. He alone is worthy. He alone is deserving. And He alone is entitled to our honor and our praise and our worship. For He alone has saved us. Saved us from the curse of death. To Him and Him alone be all glory forever and ever. Amen.